people of the United States love and voted for Harry Truman, not because he gave them hell, but because he gave them hope. And I believe today that all America shares my joy that he is present now when the hope that he offered becomes a reality for millions of our fellow citizens. It was a generation ago that Harry Truman said, and I quote him, "Millions of our citizens do not now have a full measure of opportunity to achieve and to enjoy good health. Millions do not now have protection or security against the economic effects of sickness. And the time has now arrived for action to help them attain that opportunity and to help them get that protection." Unquote. Well, today, Mr. President, and my fellow Americans, we're taking such action 20 years later. There are more than 18 million Americans over the age of 65. Most of them have low income. Most of them are threatened by illness and medical expenses that they cannot afford. And through this new law, Mr. President, every citizen will be able, in his productive years when he's earning, to insure himself against the ravages of illness in his old age. This insurance will help pay for care in hospitals, in skilled nursing homes, or in the home. And under a separate plan, it will help meet the fees of the doctors. And just think, Mr. President, because of this document and the long years of struggle which so many have put into creating it, in this town and 1,000 other towns like it, there are men and women in pain who will now find ease. There are those alone in suffering who will now hear the sound of some approaching footsteps coming to help. There are those fearing the terrible darkness of despairing poverty, despite their long years of labor and expectation, who will now look up to see the light of hope and realization. There just can be no satisfaction, nor any act of leadership that gives greater satisfaction than this. And perhaps you alone, President Truman, perhaps you alone can fully know just how grateful I am for this day.